You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We have the second hour of the program live as we continue here. A lot going on already. A couple of interesting moves today. Bill O'Brien leaving Ohio State after 3 weeks as the OC to become the head coach at Boston College. Not really sure that's a promotion. And Chip Kelly as the head coach at UCLA leaving to replace him at Ohio State. College football. Austin is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Austin.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
It's the second time I've ever got on the show. I just had two questions for you and a statement at the end, and I'll hang up and get out of your hair.
Okay, thank you.
With the National Signing Day over and nothing but the spring portal left to make any changes, what do you predict Auburn's record will be? All right, that's my first question. And then second question, if you had to give a number, how many seasons will DeBoer last in Tuscaloosa? My second question, my prediction is, without Nick Saban, the whole damn ship's going to sink, war down Eagle.
Well, thank you. I think Auburn's got a shot at 9 games this year, somewhere eight to nine. I'm not really sure. I haven't studied the schedule that well. I don't have a good answer on DeBoer yet. I think he's a really good coach coming into a really difficult situation. And after a month, there's almost no way to formulate a very solid opinion on his success or failure rate. He's got everything you need there from the infrastructure standpoint, but the pressure will be unrelenting. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jim is up next. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good to talk to you again. I got a question about the college football playoffs. There's going to be 12 teams, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. What is it? The first week, is there going to be 6 games?
So here's what happens. Help me if I'm wrong.
I don't understand it mathematically is what I'm trying to get at.
There will be 2 first-round byes. Is that right? I'm trying to do – okay, the top here's how it works.
Okay.
They'll be seeded 1 through 4, or however the conference champions, the highest ranked conference champions, will be seeded first. So four schools will have a first round bye. So 8 will.
Okay.
So you'll have what, 4 games the first weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Then. Then the next highest ranked teams will be able to host the next round. First round is on campus, and after that, it goes to different sites.
Okay, I was just confused. I thought it would go from 6 games, and then I got thinking then there'll be 6 teams left. That makes 3 games. You know, that's not going to work, but. I guess if they're going to put
buys
in there.
So after the first week, you have 8 schools playing. There'll be 4 schools left. There'll be 4 schools who don't play the first weekend. So you'll have 8. So it will work.
Okay. That was my question.
Okay.
It's been bugging me, and I just
– I'm glad we could clear that up.
I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you very much. Daryl is next.
Well – I heard Big Mouth going here running his mouth yesterday. But first, I want to say this. I heard what Kirk Herbstreit had to say.
Yeah.
And how many stuff can get twisted and all that. I totally understand that. I don't think Georgia fans have a problem with Kirk Herbstreit because it doesn't matter who our quarterback is. We won back-to-back national titles with a walk-on quarterback. But, you know, the only thing he said, Paul, that I didn't agree with, is that, and he might be truthful about this. He said, you know, he doesn't have a favorite. I don't see a problem with Kirk Herbstreit favoring the Big Ten, nor do I see a problem with Kirk Herbstreit favoring Ohio State. He went to school there. He played there. Ain't no problem with that. If he wants to do that, that's no problem at all. But I do like the fact that he did come on here and say what he said. I thought that was cool. And, you know, it just got blown out of proportion. Now, I want to rebuttal what Legend coming here and said yesterday. First of all, what national sports show does Legend host? I missed it. I'm assuming he hosts one because he come here and just judge people and judge callers. He's not even the best caller on your show, Paul. He's not even close to the best caller on your show, Paul. Do you know who the best caller on your show is?
Who's that?
Jim from Tuscaloosa, okay? If Paul Feinbaum ever has a Hall of Fame, Jim from Tuscaloosa deserves his own friggin' block, all right? And Legend, you're not even close to him. It has. Jim just talked about more than anybody, than any other caller on this show. Jim is the best by far. But for Legend to come in here and bump his gun and run his mouth, what, bring up some new material? I don't bring up material. I go what's on top of my head, all right? Legend's problem is, Paul, here's the deal right here. I get the show, okay? I understand. I get the show. I get what your whole ordeal. I mean, you have to cater to the Bama's, to the Alabama fan base, because they are probably predominantly the majority of people that listen to your show. I get that. You have to cater to Legend. I get that. Legend can't carry Jim from Tuscaloosa's jockstrap, nor can he carry mine, because if you treated Legend like you treat me sometimes, Legend would have been quit, okay? He wouldn't be able to tolerate it. He wouldn't be able to deal with it. He would have already quit. But he wants to come here and judge callers. I mean, if anybody has got an issue, it's Legend. He came here, he talks about Georgia, okay? He always kissed the rings, come in here and wants to call, put down Georgia. But if somebody throws it back on him, he can't handle it, Paul. He can't deal with it. He cannot deal with the fact that Georgia is the golden standard right now in college football. That just he can't deal with that. He can't deal with the fact that we got the number one recruit class we're fixing to sign. It ain't Alabama anymore. It's Georgia. He can't deal with that. And he wants to come here and talk about like he knows football, putting down Taylor Swift. Let me say this. I think Taylor Swift is great for the NFL. I say I don't see a problem with it at all. As her man, it's good to see her as a fan, see how she reacts. There is nothing wrong with it. If there were damn Aflac commercials they were showing, Legend wouldn't have a problem with it. But it ain't. That guy, Kelsey, didn't play for Alabama, you know. So that's why he don't like it. I mean, that's just the way they are, Paul. I mean, that's exactly the way they are. And let me say this also to Legend, okay? Nick Saban. Legend come in here and come out of here. That's like he ran off the one defensive coordinator they had and all that. I tell you who you ran off, Legend. You and your fan base. You ran off the GOAT, the greatest coach of all time. Nick Saban didn't leave because of NIL. If that was the case, he would have left a year ago. He left because he was going to try to win one more national title to pass Bear Bryant, and it didn't happen. And you know what? Y'all try to get his damn coaches fired. And when you do that, you're insulting Nick Saban. Nick Saban hired them coaches. And for all of that man's done for that program, for them to come out here and you bitch and whine and moan and groan when you don't win a national title every year. There's never been a school that's won a national title every year. There never will be a school that wins it every year. But Alabama fans, they come in here and they moan and groan about that. That's why Nick Saban left. That's a big part of it why he left. So you ran him off, Legend. You can bet on that because he abruptly just quit. He didn't throw no retirement party. He said, I'm done. I'm out of here. And I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. But who is he to come in here and judge a caller? I mean, that guy, and you know, here's another thing, Paul. He goes around, he comes out here to come on. Oh, yeah, I saved Paul Feinbaum's life one time. Well, you ain't saved no damn body's life. Paul don't need you to save his life. I mean, you might have took a life, but you ain't never saved no damn life. I mean, he's just coming here and his ego is like through the roof. And here's one more thing, Legend. Who do they talk about that Boston radio show out there? Who do they make fun of? They made not me. You, okay? You. So if you come in here and bump your gums and run your mouth, you don't even know what you're talking about. You're just jealous. You're jealous because Georgia is the gold standard right now. And you know what? When we play them in September or October or whenever it is, I cannot wait because we're going to go to Tuscaloosa and we're going to beat that ass. And I'm going to tell you what, Paul, when they get that third loss next year, okay, and they're out of that 12-team playoff, I got a feeling that honeymoon with that new head coach is going to be over with big time. You know why they signed that head coach? They couldn't find another damn head coach. Every Dan Landers, all of them turned Alabama down. Why? Because they were going to come get in that mess. They don't want to come here and have to deal with that fan base. They had to go find a coach that don't know nothing about a fan base to get him to take the damn job. But he's going to find out soon. He'll find out exactly the way they are, you know. But, Legend, don't come in here bumping your guns, running your mouth, thinking you're all that, because you ain't all that, okay? Jim from Tuscaloosa, by far, best caller on the show, Paul, hands down. And, Legend, you're just you're trying to be Jim from Tuscaloosa. You never will be, and that's all I got to say. Go Dawgs.
Wow. A lot to unpack there. Trey is up next.
Oh, Lord, that was like a recording or something like that. I don't know what you were playing there, Paul. Hey, Paul, Georgia back-to-back. Did they win it last year?
I vaguely remember them not winning it.
Did they beat Alabama last year? No, they didn't make the playoffs last year, did they, Paul?
No, they didn't
make the playoffs, did they?
They made the they made the consolation game against Florida State.
Well, that's the same phone call he made every weekend last year. Exact same phone call. You can just play his recording. Hey, Paul, you said you traveled with the team when you was a newspaper reporter. Is that what you said?
Well, I was at the school paper, yeah.
Did you travel with the team or did you travel with the cheerleaders? That's what I want to know.
Well, no, I did not travel. I don't think the cheerleaders made the team playing.
Okay. Hey, Paul, don't you think the board's done a pretty good job of keeping Alabama together under these circumstances as after it being so abrupt? And before you answer, I want to say something about the feud AJ has with the – what's the guy's name from
– John.
You know, it's pretty funny. I don't dislike AJ as a caller. But, you know, the guy that calls in, he acts like he's living too far in the past, and it's hard for him to accept the world as it has changed to me.
Trey, he's everybody's grandfather.
Correct. And I just think AJ should understand.
In-laws, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends. I'm comfortable talking to John because
I think
the good old days the way it used to be?
Yeah, well, I think AJ needs to be a little more understanding about, we don't know where he's living in his mind right now. I think he calls the show because he needs some attention right now is what I perceive, and I just think AJ needs to let off of him a little bit. But anyway, I hope you have a great weekend, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. I like John. I think he's fun. I mean, he's like, it was 60 years ago tonight that the Beatles made their U.S. debut. And John's still in 1964 watching the Ed Sullivan Show. Here come the Beatles. What was the first song? I Want to Hold Your Hand. I mean, the calendar is still 1964 for John. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we are back. Stacy is up next.
Paul Feinbaum. Stacey. Man, Georgia need to lose another football game so Darryl can go back into witness protection.
You're right.
But then let me say this, Paul. I heard you say yesterday, or you probably said the day before yesterday, it's just certain coaches that you don't mess with, right?
Right.
There's certain coaches you don't. And one of those coaches, like you said, is Nick Saban. The second coach is Don Staley. You don't mess with Don Staley. That's the lady goat. She's the lady goat.
Right.
And if you think I'm lying, ask Dwayne.
Yeah,
she came on.
Dwayne went on Amazon yesterday to try to get his manhood back.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna give him another opportunity to get his manhood back. I will be in the building at Colonial Stadium Sunday to see the GOAT. Dwayne, you're welcome to ride with me if you want to.
Why are you gonna be there, Stacy?
Because I'm going to see the GOAT. I love the GOAT.
Okay.
And so, Dwayne, we're going to put you in section 101. You can watch the GOAT operate. You had so much to say about the GOAT when they came down.
He already saw her operate on his GOAT a couple of weeks ago.
But now he said, Paul Feinbaum, have you ever had any Gamecock meat? Ain't that what he said, Paul?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Dwayne, you can ride with me tomorrow. Get in contact with me. You can ride with me, okay?
He's going to be the next caller, so he'll be able to respond.
Another thing to the Alabama fans, the GOAT Nick Saban said this. It ain't about what plays you're calling. It's about who you got executing the plays. With that being said, roll tide, baby. Peace out.
The artist formerly known as Dwayne is up next.
Man, that man drunk, huh? Hey, Paul, that man been drinking on something, huh? That man sound like he's drunk, huh? What you think, Paul Feinbaum? You guys gonna beat South Carolina. Hey, you guys gonna beat them.
No, they're not.
That man, the Huskers gonna beat them. What?
No, they're not.
Man, you crazy there. Hey, Paul Feinbaum. Hey, you kind of got a, hey, they got a team too, yeah. They got a team, too, yeah. That man, hey, that coach over there ain't no bull crap. UConn coach, you know that.
That coach over there is done. He's not winning Sunday.
He ain't winning Sunday?
No.
Man, y'all think South Carolina all that, huh? Hey, Paul Feinbaum, call behind that clown. Talking about Roll Tide. So that Roll Tide shit is gone, man.
Okay. Dwayne just can't hold his tongue, and Elliot is up next.
You haven't gotten into Paul yet, huh?
Hey, Paul. Hey, I just wanted to call and set the record straight from yesterday. I thought you were asking me if I had listened to the Dominic Riola interview, when, in fact, you were asking me if I'd listened to the call from David. Paul, I'm a Feinbaum caller. I wouldn't be calling you unless I listened to your show. I listened to the entire call from David. And I also listened today. I know that G needs prayers. I know that Dominic needs his parents to let him call in again. So I just wanted to set the record straight, but I do have a question with you. Thank you for bringing Herb Street onto the program, but do you think it's going to make a difference for Nebraska to have that quarterback? Is parity going to come to the entire league? Is Nebraska going to come back someday?
Yeah, I think Nebraska will ultimately get better. Now, whether they can break in and be at the upper echelon, I have my doubts. I think Rule is a very good college coach. He was a miserably bad pro coach, but so are a lot of people.
And then I got a song for you. It's I was rough on you yesterday, so Brenda Lee, that song, I'm Sorry. So I know you're taking song requests today, so I'm throwing that one out for you.
Frank is up next in Georgia. Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Paul. I've been on hold so long, I forgot who I'm supposed to be. But hey, I'm down here, Paul. I'm down here in the back of Nick's in Oliver by a dumpster. It ain't too bad, but I want to tell you. Oh, I'm not sure what I'm on right now, but let me tell you about. Let me talk about Penn State fan. Penn State's ranked number one. Oh, in the top 10 at the beginning of the season because they're Penn State. And then at the end of the season, they're nowhere to be found because they're Penn State. Now, Paul, this is John from Indianapolis, and I want to tell you I've got a phone to pick with you, young man. Yeah. And I probably won't be calling you the rest of this weekend, okay? So just put that in your pipe and smoke it, young man, okay? Now, hey, well, look now, that Daryl. I appreciate him calling, but he don't need to tote water for me, okay, Paul? Because I hit better than Ted Williams and what's that fellow from New York? Yeah, Mickey Mantle. Yeah, I hit better than both of those guys, and I don't need nobody to take up for me, you hear me? And that legend, you know, don't need anybody to bring up. Well, don't be calling my name out. Don't be calling my name out, baby, because I'm in the cowbell, and I'll tell you what. We are number one because I say so. And why did we lose to Michigan? Because I wanted us to. That's the only explanation I can come up with. Well, let me just tell you this. Let's just, I'm here over here in Auburn, and I think I might go over and get myself some pizza from that place. It's got the best pizza in Auburn, Alabama, anyway. And, I just think that it's important for us to listen to my call and get wisdom from me as much as possible and just try to be a little more intelligent. And I know that's kind of hard for Daryl from Georgia because he is a Bulldog fan, but we just gotta do what we can to put our arms around him and just give him a warm welcome environment where he can continue to make those kind of calls. So, well, that's about all I got, Paul.
Thank you, Frank. That was a pretty amazing call. I mean, this guy did about seven different voices. We'll take a short break. Matt Baker.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And this is a headline, the Tampa Bay Times, doing real reporting work here inside Project Osceola, Florida State Sports 9-figure private equity plan. Matt Baker joining us. Matt, always good to catch up. A lot happening in your state. We'll get to some of the other issues in a minute. But tell us about this odyssey that a number of reporters have been on trying to get to the bottom of this FSU private equity situation.
Yeah, so Sportico, the sports business website, first reported on it in August that Florida State was talking to some firms about a potential private equity investment. And then I sent an open records request to FSU asking for as much as I could. And a week or so ago, I got 2,500 pages of stuff. And it took a little bit to sift through, and there was a lot in there. Unfortunately, a lot of it was redacted, where you feel like you're really close to understanding it, but you don't have the full picture. But even so, there's some interesting things that kind of jumped out that we could glean from it. First of all, the fact that those conversations were real. They had been happening for months. There are some dollar figures thrown out, anywhere between $125, $150 million, up to $300 million, $350 million. Some of the potential just ancillary stuff, tangential stuff, I thought was really interesting. They talked about naming rights to Doak Campbell Stadium, which is not a shock by any means. Other schools are looking into that stuff. But when you actually see it written down and some of the potential projections with that, I thought that was interesting.
So, Matt, I realize that is laborious work to go through all this. Asking to sum it all up is not easy, but is there any conclusion that you came to trying to best guess where they are and how serious a chance this is for them to create some real wealth for their program?
Well, it's definitely serious. You don't spend a year and a half or whatever it was having these conversations and talking, multiple law firms involved and the Florida State president and athletic director and the chair of the board of trustees. You don't do all of that stuff just for fun, right? I know college administrators love these types of conversations and Zooms and all that stuff. You don't do it just because. You do it because you're really looking into it. So I do think there is, or at least was, a very real possibility that could happen. The dollar figures are interesting. And then the other thing that we can't discount here is the ACC stuff going on in the background, right? Most of that was redacted because there's this ongoing litigation that Florida State sued the ACC and the ACC sued Florida State. That's going on in the background. But you can kind of see the undercurrent in there. A couple times where it talks about conference realignment and what do we use the money for in a no realignment scenario. And so you can kind of see the possibilities there where maybe this is a way for Florida State to pay an exit fee to get out of the ACC, or what do they need it for if that's not the possibility?
What is the number now? And quite frankly, I realize you're guessing here, but do you think there's a number that the ACC would finally say, well, okay, here it is, let's avoid litigation or going to court is what I think they probably really has to be a major fear for them.
Yeah, this is just a complete throwing a number out, but probably $250 to $300 million would be my guess. And I base that on what some other schools have paid when they ended up leaving. Maryland, when they left the ACC, I think the ACC said you owe us $52 million, and it ended up being $30 million. So, 60% thereabouts, $500 million, you do the math, and probably in that $250 to $300 million range is maybe what it ends up being. But look, we're still in the top of the first inning, I think, in this litigation between Florida State and the ACC. They don't even know where they're going to they still haven't even argued fully about where they're going to argue, which court it is. So there's a lot left in this, and I don't get the idea that it's going to be done anytime soon.
Talking to Matt Baker from the Tampa Bay Times, we normally talk to Matt Baker about Florida football. So why don't we just ask you a throwaway question on signing day's over? It looked like a pretty good class, maybe not the class that was originally predicted, but what's your summation as Billy Napier approaches what almost everyone agrees is a critical year?
Yeah, I thought it was a good class, but not a great one. Getting DJ Lagway was absolutely pivotal, the five-star quarterback. He is the Gators' biggest recruit since Tim Tebow. That's not hyperbole, that's fact. And if he plays this season at a high level, and at least an intriguing level, the way Tebow did his first year, then even if the results aren't that great, you can at least sell some promise of the future with Napier and the Gators. So he was pivotal. LJ McCray, again, another top 10, top 20 recruit was big, but they had a lot of defections kind of toward the end, which made a class that was supposed to be elite, just in that, honestly, in the Dan Mullen range is where it ended up in kind of the final ranking. So it's going to be very pivotal this offseason to see how the changes that Billy made to the staff work out, and then if there's anything left he needs to do or is going to do on offense, because we're at the point now where I don't think there's any excuses. They've got, I think it's the fourth most returning production in the SEC, according to Bill Connolly. he's had enough time to get the players in place. Now it's a matter of, did he get the right one, and can he coach him up and put him in the position to make the plays necessary to beat the Texases and Ole Miss and LSU and the Seminoles?
Matt, you alluded to it a minute ago, and I think a lot of people are saying, well, he's got to win X number of games. But do you think it's more important that Lagway emerges and he can tie his future to Lagway? Because obviously, if Napier was replaced, it could affect whether the quarterback stays or goes.
I don't think it's either or necessarily. I could see it going either way. If they win enough, if they win 7 or 8 games with this brutal, brutal schedule, you know, I don't think Florida wants to pay the money to get rid of him. I think Billy is well liked in the building, so I think they would be inclined to keep him. But 8 wins with that schedule is going to be very, very tough to see. So the other scenario is if DJ Lagway does well enough, you know, Billy has something to sell. I brought this guy to campus. This is what he's done so far. Give me another year with him and we can see what happens. And that's something just sort of fans need hope right now, Paul. There hasn't been a lot of progress on the field. This recruiting class that was supposed to be elite ended up being just good. They need something that they can get behind so that they can say, you know what, we're going to get better because of this. And if DJ Lagway shows enough in year one to be that guy, then that's a really good argument on why Billy should get a 4th year.
Where is the fan base right now in relation to Napier and the future?
I think a lot of people are upset and don't see much of a path forward. But I think you mentioned this a while ago, but I sense a good amount of apathy too. Like the appetite for Gator fans to keep reading about this program isn't really there right now, because just from what I've seen from the feedback that I'm getting, just because it's hard to envision, but Florida's a place where you expect to compete for championships. That is the expectation. And I cannot with a straight face tell you that that's a realistic possibility for this team this year. And I don't know that it's going to happen in this regime. So until you have a good feeling that things are moving in the right direction, it's hard for fans to get, you know, super optimistic about it. And I think Florida's just kind of stuck right now until either they get some big transfers or big name new assistant coach, or really until August 31st when they kick off against the Canes and have a chance to get a big time win.
Matt Baker, latest from Florida, from the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you very much, Matt. We head to the break. A lot more to do. We'll go up to Ohio State and find out how the hottest program in recruiting is doing, and more of your phone calls right after that.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we have some breaking news. We're not far from March Madness, and this is what we have. The caller bracket is starting to come together. The number one seeds have been made. Legend, Jim, I-Man, John from St. Louis made a number one seed.
Wow.
The Nixon effect. Last four in, Johnny B., Dominic, Jerome, and Jeff from Columbus, and on the bubble. These are the first four out. Bash, Miss Pat, AC, Elliot. More on that as we get closer to March Madness. Back to current callers. And Jason is up next. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul. I just had a comment. I wanted to talk to you about the NIL.
Yes, sir.
It's like I believe Saban said, is this the way we want things to go in college football? I think why do we not just, you know, certain athletes are getting paid large amounts of money. Why doesn't it go to a pool and then all the players get paid the same amount of money? That way you don't have people jumping ship and moving here and there just for the money.
Well, it's interesting, Jason. At some places, that's how it works. You have what is called these collectives, and they'll give everybody whatever they give them. But then there are the star players who are able to cut their own deals. But it's a great suggestion. But since there's no cap right now, there's no real teeth in these state laws.
Well, I don't know if you saw the article I read yesterday that a politician here in Alabama is trying to get high school students on the NIL. I mean, does it end?
It doesn't, Jason. In fact, I have a lot of friends in high school football that say it's really happening under the table right now, that players are commanding a decent amount of money depending on what type of program they work for. It's a great question. Where does it end? It doesn't, because once you open that door, and I know there's a lot of cliches about that, it's virtually impossible to shut it. Thank you for the call. Very interesting comment. Tracy is in North Carolina.
Hey, Tracy. Paul, how you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, the fix is in. It's got to be if John from St. Louis is number one.
You're probably right. You're probably right about that. But I don't know how. I don't know how we do this. Randy, did you put John number one?
No.
Did you intend to put him number 11, and he ended up one?
Yeah, it is an accident.
By the way, it could change depending on John's attitude.
Randy.
See,
please,
are the projected seeds, right?
Yeah, this is just the first projected.
Yeah, remember, I think this weekend or next, the NCAA does that. These are projected seeds subject to change.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad. Hey, two quick points here. Hopefully you have a nice, relaxing weekend planned after yesterday and part of today.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that. I got up this morning and said, I am not going in. I tried to call in sick and nobody would answer the phone.
I was worried you might not show up today.
No, it was. It wasn't the whole show. It was the first hour was absolutely one of the most miserable hours I've ever encountered. When your first three calls are, who was the first call? We had Miss Pat.
Yeah.
There was a second caller after that. When I went to Bash, I was relieved.
That's sad. Hey, that brings me to my number one point. Do you know the definition of the word quipped?
Quick?
Quipped. Q-U-I-T, quipped.
Oh, quit. Yeah, I think I have a vague understanding of that word.
Well, there's a couple to leave something permanently,
right.
To give up, to resign,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but there's also a great saying about that. A quitter never wins and a winner never quits.
Right.
Well, Jim is a winner. So Jim needs to come back. He does not need to quit. You know, he's the most compelling caller you've got, or we've got. So he needs to come back. Miss Pat, who cares? She could go away. Anyway, my other comment was about game day.
Yes.
And with the greatest coach of all time, even though I'm a Vols fan, greatest coach of all time, Saban being on there. I don't think, Paul, and I don't expect you to say a whole lot because of who you work for, but I don't think he's going to save game day. You know, with McAfee on there and Herb Street on there and Pollock gone and Coach Corso about ready to be gone. I mean, I don't think he's going to save it. But,
I think what he does is he brings some intelligence to it. He brings some, he brings real football knowledge as opposed to grandstanding. And I don't know. I'm not saying this is an excuse, but I, you know, traveling with the SEC show on Friday and Saturday, I don't ever see the show anymore. But I hear plenty of people offer critiques like yours.
Well, and I didn't watch it all year. I watch you guys, you know, I watch you on Friday and I watch you guys on Saturday. I don't even watch game day anymore because of couple of people that I mentioned. But
Tracy, anyway, my experience with game day is, as I've said 1,000 times, is my first year at ESPN. SEC had not started, so I traveled with game day, had a minute role, but I was able to watch it in real action, and it was a different show back then. I think Pollock was very brought a great a perspective that nobody else did, and obviously at the time Corso was the show. I'll never forget the first game day I was participating in. I mean, I'm on the show. We're in Clemson. It's a Georgia-Clemson game in 2013, and I mean, I was like breathless watching Corso do the headgear deal at the end. It was exhilarating, and I don't know. I mean, the man's 88 years old. He's still a lot sharper than some people we have running the government, but that's beside the point.
That's another subject. Hey, one more quick thing I'm going to let you go, Paul. The call from Legend yesterday, and I'm not a big Legend fan, but his was the best call of the day, so I will give him props. And it was great to hear from Cat Daddy that he's doing good. And I'll let you go and talk to somebody else. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Very interesting call. We do appreciate it. We'll take a break. We have a couple hours to go. It's been a busy show already. We will continue with your calls and a few more guests right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.